Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10, 11, and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Friday, October 24, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and we're featuring one of his great companies today, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have met us and kept us free. People like the veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Bob Evans, North Wales, John Hollenbach, Newton Lake, Greenfield Township, Alexander Pulowski, Wyoming, Thomas Bailey, Scott Township, Raymond Welgosh, Ashley, and Warren Nelson, Millville. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where an entire political party, the Democrat Party, has been hijacked and is insane. And they've got insane leadership, locally and nationally. Some normals, but not many. The craziest thing is that an elected Marxist, John Fetterman, is the person making sense and calling the Democrats out for their lies. That's how far we've gone. Crazy. We got a guy running for Lackawanna County Commissioner who's at the King's rally screaming and spitting, saying that he wants to unite Lackawanna County. See, always the exact opposite with these people. I'm telling you. Always the exact opposite. Nuts. Hey, well, we talked earlier this week with Matt Birkbeck, and he's got a great novel coming out, or that is, well, it is coming out, and he's going to be at Barnes & Noble in Wilkes-Barre on Saturday to talk about that. Matt Birkbeck, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, Bob. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's good. Let's make it a regular thing. Especially because we're excited about your next book as well as this one. Tell us about this novel. It's your first novel, set in the former Mao Chunk. I still call it Mao Chunk, Jim Thorpe, PA. Tell us about it.
It's a book called The Wicked. It's a project that I've actually worked on for almost 20 years. It's when I first thought about it when I was a reporter at the Morning Call. And had my first beat there was covering Jim Thorpe and the Eitan in Palmerton in that part of Pennsylvania. And I thought it'd be a neat place to eventually do a book. I never, you know, it was just something that stuck in my head. And I've written nonfiction books, but this one I had always wanted to do. I finally, at the urging of my wife, sat down in 2019 to start writing it. And then I got busy with two other books, The Life We Chose, and an upcoming book I have called The Bookie, which comes out in January. And then I had a Netflix film I did in 2022. So I had a window earlier this year to plan to get The Wicked out, and we did. And it's a passion project of mine. As I said earlier, it's something that I did want to try and do. And I'll be at Barnes & Noble tomorrow in Wilkes-Barre, signing copies of it.
That's neat. And your book regarding Billy D'Elia, you had an event which was jam-packed. I mean, it had a truly Wilkes-Barre-based subject, but this novel I find just as intriguing and fascinating. I really do. We talked a little bit about it earlier in the week. What are the differences between essentially reporting and writing a book about something that's real, that happened, versus writing this fictional novel?
So doing nonfiction, such as, say, The Life We Chose, the book I did with Billy, and yes, that was some event with Bill when we were there a couple of years ago. 1,000 people showing up for a book signing is amazing. You know, that was Billy. It's different in that with nonfiction, my nonfiction, I've always written narrative nonfiction. So basically you do your research over the course of a year or two, and then you take everything that you've learned and your facts. And for me, I try to create a story around it. So it's almost as if I'm writing fiction, but I am, you know, I have to create a whole story without changing those facts, of course. But I have to make it entertaining and interesting. And as I mentioned to you earlier, I like to think of myself as writing a 2-hour movie to keep the reader engaged. This one was basically just, you know, it's a clear slate. It's an open canvas. I can do whatever I want. But I still have to not just sit here and think about chapters and how the book's going to work and who are the characters and whatnot. I do have to do a lot of research, and I did on Jim Thorpe, previously Mark Chunk, on the history of mining in the region, the Molly Maguires, of course. You know, their history plays a role in this new book. But Jim Thorpe, you know, it's just this really fantastic town. And folks, I'm sure a lot of folks that are listening have been there, especially during the fall, and it's packed. You know, I understand they had like 25,000 people take that tourist train last month. So it's just, you know, it's a great and beautiful town, but it's still in the middle of a very depressed region of Pennsylvania. You know, you step outside of Jim Thorpe and, you know, you go west into Lansford, you know, it's tough to look at. Yeah. So, but I did have to do a lot of research, obviously, and that's incorporated in the book. So there are facts in the book, you know, but it is set, you know, it is a story about a murder that takes place in Jim Thorpe, fictitious murder, of course, but, you know, Catholic priest and, reporter who's a famous reporter in Philadelphia, who's kind of gone wayward, and lost his way, knew the priest and goes there for the funeral, but, you know, the priest supposedly committed suicide. And he starts to doubt that. And then we begin his journey. And then we meet all these different characters as we go through Jim Thorpe. And then ultimately, get to the end, in which I've told people this, and you know, the thing I'm really proud of is I was able to nail the ending, and then I ended the book on the very last sentence, which is something that I couldn't do with some of my nonfiction work because I was covering stories that didn't have an ending. So for that, so that was pretty satisfying.
Neat stuff. So tomorrow, what time will you be at the Wilkes-Barre Barnes & Noble?
I will be there at 1 o'clock. I'll be signing The Wicked, and they'll also have copies of The Life We Chose, as well as The Quiet Don. Both books I know are near and dear to folks in your neck of the woods. You know, it'll be 1 o'clock until whenever. So, you know, folks, if they can come by and come down, I hope they do.
Well, we appreciate it. Mac Birkbeck, The Wicked is the novel. Wilkes-Barre Barnes & Noble is the place. 1 o'clock tomorrow is the time. Thanks for being with us always, and thanks for writing this book. I mean it.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
Take care. He's got one coming up on gambling and betting, sports betting, which I'm looking forward to. It'll be released in January. But check him out tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Donovan, he released his hit Mellow Yellow this date 1966, Murph tells us, and for good or ill, very often ill, the United Nations officially came into existence this date 1945. Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. Inspector Guy texts in, by the way, Joe from Westside also checking in. Bob, American Legion Post 781 Mountaintop lost its last World War II vet this week. Ray Samolis, who had turned 99 just a few weeks ago, passed away. Oh, God bless. I don't know if I'll try to make sure I have that obituary. And if not, Inspector Guy, that means you have to snail mail it to me here. Or email it, one or the other, Robert.Cordaro, C-O-R-D-A-R-O, at Audacy, AUDACY.com. Somebody during one of my phone calls texted, you guys are talking nonsense. Roughly half the voting population voted for not Trump. In you are just fanning the flame. What are you talking about? Who's fanning the flames? Who is attacking ICE agents? Which group of elected officials are calling them jackbooted thugs? Duly created in law enforcement agencies who are enforcing the law. Who's doing that? The Democrats are. The Democrat elected officials who openly hate this country. I just played her own words. They got a guy running for New York City mayor who will not denounce globalize the intifada, meaning death to all non-Muslims outside of, make it everywhere. The hell are you talking? We're fanning the flames. When the Democrat elected officials are cheering on the flamethrowers. Somebody takes in, the problem is the liberal media knows these left-wing people are evil. Well, they may be evil themselves, but they pretend they are normal. That's the problem with the whole situation. Bob, when the media reports the news, they always put the criminal in the right and the law enforcement officers in the wrong. This is why the country is going into decline. Perfect example, ICE agents under siege. The media favoring anti-Semitism protesters over the good, honest Jewish students. If the media was more fair and honest, we would not have this problem. I agree. But the media is part of the problem. Bugzar says an illegal alien tractor trailer driver now killed more. Another one kills him. Sadly, his own camera recorded the disaster. He's Bugzar saying that about 62,000 CDLs were given to the illegals. Fascinating. Somebody else, Bob, you and President Trump were right. The Democrat Party does not want unity and America to succeed. Instead, they chose to keep the government closed and let the American people suffer for their own selfish benefit. John Fetterman exposed the Democrat Party for what they are. Truly evil, says this listener. Now they despise Fetterman for doing the right thing. It's something. Somebody says, you forgot to mention Ilhan Omar married her brother so he could stay in the USA. Actually, so she could come in too. I did mention that she married her brother. Yeah. Somebody else, Mayor Paige Cognetti, bike lanes in Scranton will destroy the entire city within 2 years. No one would want to fight the bottleneck traffic on a daily basis. The entire city will be vacated of all businesses, and all of Scranton will be left with is an empty shell of buildings like Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's an idiotic idea. But again, she's not playing to this audience, meaning we, the taxpayers of Scranton. She's playing to the left-wing fundraisers and lunatics in the National Democrat Party. And bike lanes are a big deal for them. It's crazy, crazy people. By the way, a friend of mine posted this, and it's pretty good. It's a 10 points on what a conservative is. And I like it. We don't have time to go through it now, but I may go through it. By the way, Rob O'Donnell pointed out, our afternoon guy, that the mayor is touting some bullspit statistic, trots out the cops to take a picture with her, and you know that they did something great. Well, crime is up, Paige Cognetti, under your leadership, failed leadership. It's up dramatically, number one. Number two, the Fraternal Order of Police endorsed Gene Barrett, not you. And you're the incumbent mayor. That says everything that anyone concerned about crime needs to know. That you will lie about crime and crime statistics. And that your own cops know that you're a failure. Unbelievable. We've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We'll come back. We'll do our veterans tribute, the weather, and then we've got some phones we got to get to. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his great companies like Basiliga Hospitality, which we've got to think of as we go to the weekend. Three great bar restaurants. Love them all. Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. Far Street Tavern in the Trips Park section of West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. They're all beautiful, top-shelf food, great drinks, great people. And then when you want to go for something a little more, fine dining, at its best. There's a modern take. Top shelf, your jaw will drop when you walk into a Terra 519. Downtown Scranton. Outstanding. And then the Stegmeyer Mansion. Downtown Wilkes-Barre, South Franklin Street. Wow. Want a little nightlife? Hey, even an old fogey like me can enjoy it, and I do quite often. Sergei's, the nightclub. Now check out a movie. Scranton Art House, best place to watch a movie. Reader's Choice. Alexander Pulowski. He died October 13th. He was from Wyoming. He was 85 years old. Born in Scranton, a graduate of Scranton Central High School, class of 58. He was a Navy veteran serving aboard the USS Decatur, attaining the rank of gunner's mate, third class. Upon honorable discharge, he returned to Northeast PA and was employed for many years at Haddon Craftsman in Scranton. Al was a quiet, kind, and considerate man who loved his family and was proud of his service in the U.S. Navy. Surviving are his wife of 42 years, Marion Duddy Pulowski, his daughter, Sarah, his stepson, Thomas, and many other family members. Alexander Pulowski. Thomas Bailey. He passed away at age 77, October 6th, at the family home in Scott Township. He's survived by his wife of 58 years, Christine Penn Bailey, his son Brian, his daughter Stephanie, his grandchildren, and many other family members. Tom graduated in 1966 from the great Scranton Technical High School, then served in the 1003rd General Supply Company of the Army Reserves. He started his career with the Scranton Times, working there for over 44 years. After retiring, he worked as a laboratory courier for Geisinger. The family says the folks may recall our father's smile and genuine concern for others, connecting with people along his route. Always wearing his NASCAR gear, enjoyed coffee at D&D, and always had pizza on Fridays. One of his favorite things was treating family to Sunday dinners out, which meant everything to him. Thomas Bailey. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny with a chance of showers, 53 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 40. Saturday, partly cloudy with a chance of a morning shower, 53. Sunday, mostly sunny, 55 degrees. All right. We're all full up on the phone here, but I've got to go because this is neat stuff. We got to go to Kristen Powers from Basiliga Hospitality. She's got this great event tomorrow at the Marketplace at Steamtown. How are you, Kristen?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Tell us about it.
So tomorrow we are having a pop-up harvest market. It's part of a series that we've been hosting once a month at the second floor of the Marketplace at Steamtown, which is called Scranton Public Market. And you could kick off your day at 11 a.m. with yoga, come on inside, hear live music from the Howard Gardner Band at noon, head upstairs to a chili cook-off where we have 10 chilies for $10. We have, obviously, a panel of judges, but then we have the People's Choice, Best Vegetarian, and Most Creative. But while you're there, you do not have to take part in that chili cook-off. You could just shop over 30 local vendors that will be inside the second floor of the marketplace at Steamtown.
One of the other great features is the chance to take that beautiful trolley ride. I'm taking credit for some of it because we finished it when I was county commissioner. And that is right outside your back door, right where the marketplace is located, right?
Yeah, and I think sometimes we forget about that. You just walk out that back door, down that beautiful train bridge, and then there are different trolley rides throughout the day. So you walk over to the trolley museum, grab your tickets, and board right there.
Neat. Man, and we were saying it the other day, this is getting better and better, Kristen. I know the goal that John Basiligas has set for it is to make it like the Reading Terminal. And you're doing it sort of every other week, and it is just expanding and growing, and more people are showing up. It's good stuff.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. And then after this event, we go into holiday. So the next one will be the same day as the Santa Parade, but noon to 5, and then following that is December 13th. So we're always looking for new vendors to work with. So if any of your listeners are interested, they could always email me at scrantonpublicmarket@gmail.com or follow our Facebook page.
Neat stuff. Kristen, thank you very much. I'll be there. Let's have a blast tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds good. I can't wait to see you.
All right, Kristen. Kristen Powers, Bass League Hospitality. It is the marketplace at Steamtown tomorrow, the place to be, noon to 5. Let's go. Oh, you know what it is. It's Friday. And I don't know. I've got to get in touch with the Weekend Warrior and get him back on track here. But the guy that's still chugging along, it's the Pie Man. He needs his intro, Bulldog. Here he is. Better late than never. It's the Pie Man. He cometh.
Robert, good morning. Good morning.
Well, I mean,
beautiful Friday morning.
He did. He's making Fetterman's making much more sense now than he did then. But we still love that.
Right. Bob, I just want your listeners to know they're getting the best in football analysis, and you and I, we're not involved with any point-shaving scheme.
I know. I'm afraid to bet, but we got to know these things. We got to talk.
Or knowing about players tanking on purpose. Just honest analysis and just the facts.
There you go. And now listen, Pie Man, the Eagles, I really felt like they made a major strides against Minnesota to renew their Super Bowl repeat drive.
Yes, I absolutely agreed. I mean, Hurts almost had a perfect game.
Yeah.
I think his passer rating was like 176, as opposed to Prince Harry, who threw that terrible interception at the end of the game.
Mm. Well, what do we got this week? Who are they playing?
And also, it's going to be added on. And also, Hurts seems to do a lot better with the no huddle, upbeat offense. So this week is we're playing the New York Giants, a repeat of the beatdown we took from them up in New York 2 weeks ago. That duo of Jason Dart and Cam Scatabo ran and threw all over the fields. Dart had 195 yards, and Scatabo ran for 98 yards.
All right, so we're a little short on time. Tell us about this game. What do you see? What do you know?
Okay. Well, let me get to, the Eagles are closer to finding a winning formula, as we just talked about. And Barkley, I think, is going to run all over the Giants because, the offensive line's doing better. And, it's something that's, I think, pretty important to do to his old team. The Giants, on the other hand, the Giants are better than a 2-2 record, than a 2-5 record. But so here's my prediction, Bob. The Eagles are given 7.5 points to the Giants. The over-under is 43. So I'm predicting the Eagles 27, the Giants 21.
Okay.
And, you know, we're entering the second half of the season. Next week, the Eagles are on a bye week. And then they have the Packers on a Sunday Night Football special. And then the following week, the Detroit Lions on a Sunday Night special. And, you know, across the league, you know, things are heating up. In the NFC, the Eagles, Packers, Buccaneers, and 49ers are on top of their divisions. In the AFC, the Patriots, Steelers, Colts, and Broncos. So things are heating up for the playoffs.
All right. Well, Pie Man, we appreciate it, my friend. The Pie Man cometh, the Pie Man speaketh, and now the Pie Man goeth.
All right.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
You have a great weekend, and fly, Eagles, fly.
You too, my man. Take care. The Pie Man. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. That's Green Eyed Lady, Sugarloaf. This date, 1970, Murph says. They moved up to number 3. We're going to finish today, Bulldog, with American Pie. How could we not? Because it was released this date in 1971. That'll be our wrap-up. We got to go right to the phones because people have been patient with us. Bob Bolas is on regarding the reassessment. Bob, how are you?
Good, Bobby. How you been?
Great.
Okay, I filed against the tax assessor because the commissioner said that you they had nothing to do with it. So we sued the tax assessor. So be no time soon before there's a tax assessment, certified.
So you filed a suit to stop the reassessment? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Okay. And we also filed a suit to stop the tax increase.
Decaf, add 2 cream. Thank you, sir.
Okay. So we did that to straighten everybody out once and for all in this city.
Well, your friend, there's the rumors now that your friend Billy the Boy King Gaughan is going to leave the commissionership. My guess is if his preferred candidate, left-winger Capellini, is not elected, and take a job with the cyber school or maybe the Scranton School District.
Well, I'll wave them goodbye because we don't have any kings in Scranton either. The best thing that could happen to Lackawanna County is to eliminate him. I have a lawsuit starting against him when he had the sheriff grab me and remove me and tore the ligaments in my shoulder. So it's not over with between him and I. His arrogance far supersedes anybody that should sit there. And then the other one, well, you know, he was at the last Kings rally and said he wasn't a commissioner. He was acting as a private citizen. But a few weeks later, in a paper he put when everybody was running, remember, if you're a commissioner, you're a commissioner, period. So, you know, he's totally confused. But Capellini was there the other day, the both of them.
Oh, yelling and spitting
the guy
and carrying
was totally,
on.
He was totally friggin' unhinged.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I was there with the trailer for Tampon Tim and Harris instead of bringing one of my Trump trailers because this is who the idiots all voted for that were standing there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was unhinged. Like you would not believe, like a damn lunatic screaming and yelling into the mic.
But his slogan is that he wants
Lackawanna County.
His slogan was that he's unifying Lackawanna County.
Yeah, he's unifying. Yeah, he may as well go to New York and become a communist.
Crazy stuff.
Okay, that's about as unified as he's making it. Anybody votes for them, they're out of their mind because the county will take a downturn like second to none.
Well, I'm a Chet Murley guy. That's the only way to change direction.
On top of that, I made a decision to run for the mayor in Scranton again on a write-in campaign
because when they had the Charlie Spano take me off the ballot and a judge certified it, he did it illegally because he had to go to the DA to remove me. So the high court, we've spoken to them, and they're in the process of reviewing everything.
All right.
So I decided to put my hat back in there for the Republican Party as a write-in campaign because, as everybody knows, if anybody's going to strand out, it's me.
All right, Bob Bolas. Thank you, my friend. Always a pleasure. Ed from Berwick, thank you for your patience, my man. We got about a minute.
Okay, buongiorno, kiss the ditch bubble. I'll keep this brief. My vote is the kiss of death. The first time I ever voted, I was overseas in the military. At that time, LBJ was running against Goldwater. And even overseas, we had our liberals. And they said, you vote for that Goldwater, you're going to get war, race riots, high taxes, and inflation. You know, the liberals were right. I voted for Goldwater. That's what we got. But he lost.
That's a good one.
And the last thing I got for you here is that next president, you want name recognition? You want somebody with nice glues? President Curtis Sweela.
I love him. I love him.
He's got guts.
I
and you
love
got glues,
him.
Too. And also, you can tell Bullis he's a great American. And that's all I got.
All right, my man. Always a pleasure, Ed. Thank you for your patience as well. We've got to go to the news because my Bicardo Jeweler watch tells me it's 11:01 and change. That means, and by the way, it's not a Raymond Weil. It's not a Breitling. It's not an Oris. It's not a Longines. It's not a Michelle. It's not a Shinola. It's not a Luminox watch. It's not a Swiss Army watch. It's not a Seiko. It's not a Tory Burch. It's not a Victorinox. It's not a Bulova watch. But they have them all at Bicardo Jewelers, in addition to an amazing selection of jewelry. Corner of Spruce Street and Jefferson Avenue in downtown Scranton. We'll take this break and be back after the news.
WYLK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.